Hey Danielle, it's Mike. I just thought I'd like to say I really agree with all the stuff that you're saying in your post about e-portfolios. It's great to be enthusiastic about this, and once you see this kind of stuff work in your classroom, wanting to share it with everybody else, like the speech therapist and other things, because there are a lot of great tools out there that you have that will work for creating e-portfolios. And I think the number one tool that most people have is their cell phone. I mean, whether it's a smartphone or not, there's a lot of little cool gadgets and things that are on cell phones nowadays that make them wonderful for capturing little moments in the classroom. I know, you can use your, in the stuff that you were mentioning, you can use the camera on your phone to snap pictures of student work and progress and share that with other teachers in the building, share that online if you have a class website, share that with speech therapists or any other specialist that comes into your classroom that works with the children. Share it with the parents. Do whatever. Even things like what I'm doing right now. I'm using a little app called AudioBoo to record a response to your response. And I can do it just about anywhere. Like right now, I'm waiting on my back porch for my dog while she's out in the rain, because I don't want to go out in the rain. But you get what I'm saying here, right? That there are all kinds of little powerful little tools that we can use, and really inexpensive nowadays. Whether it's, if you don't feel comfortable using your cell phone, maybe something like an iPod Touch that has a camera and video options and audio recording. I mean, these are little major powerful devices that we have in our hands for collecting data. And we can also use them to organize data. I know some of the people in the group are using Evernote. And Evernote is a wonderful iPhone, Android, whatever type of app. So that's probably enough of me rambling right now. But keep it up. And I look forward to reading more of your posts. Thanks.